Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 6-3 and I have a feeling I may have messed up the last one and said the exact same number that I said just then. Anyway, today we're going to talk about dying to live or how many times you have to die in order to live. One of the common themes about development for individuals in many sense of the word, whether that be development from a career perspective, if it's actually development for yourself outside of the matrix that we live in, that we exist in, or if it's for development in sport, it really does not matter that much, because at the core of all three of those areas, or any other area, is the human, the human that we're actually working with, and that's you. And so in order for us to progress and move forward, in order for us to really live, parts of us have to die. There's an old quote by Charles Bukowski that says, you have to die a few times before you can really live. And a lot of that is actually, in order to be reborn, a part of us has to die and so forth. Even within the hero's journey by Joseph Campbell, there's a death, a metaphorical death, and then a rebirth. But what it's really pointing at here is parts of you will die off. Your need to be seen by a particular type of individual, your need to feel approved or validated by a particular type of individual. It may be an old sense or an old identity, sense of self or identity, that will die off. And when we first start to become aware of it, we go, fuck, that's true. That's what I think of me, or that's what I think to be true of me, or anything along those lines. Once we actually see it, at that point we can realize this fucking thing doesn't serve me anymore. And when we come to that realization, we then have the ability to go, I'm fucking done with it, and learn to move on. Learn to let it die off, literally like paint peeling off a door. You can't put it back on. You got to paint it back on. You got to paint a new layer. And we got to peel away that paint, so to speak. And so it's this ability that we have to face the things that are the hardest to face, especially when it comes to our self and our sense of self identity. And also this idea of we have to be able to ask difficult questions, wanting to know the answer. Because when we ask those questions, wanting to know the answer, we then start to move to this beautiful space where we actually start to really trust ourselves in our own unfolding, in our own rebirth, or whatever other terminology you want to use. But we have to be able to face the parts that have to die. We have to come to this realization that in order to move to the next level, in order to grow and develop to the next level, there are certain parts of our structure of body and our structure of mind, which aren't separate, by the way. There's no gaps in that. They are absolutely interlinked. We have to come to the realization that there's parts of that that served us when we were younger, that protected us, that made us feel safe, that made us feel loved, that made us feel validated, that are now holding us back from going to the next level. And it's not until we're able to see this and then literally kill it off. And there's many different ways to do that, but it's also very contextual based on the individual and their situation. It's not a simple step process for each person. But a couple of ways to do that is to really actually learn to identify what it is, the limiting structure that we've held on to, that we may even hate at this stage, but it's not going anywhere just because we hate it. In fact, it will only go somewhere when we learn to acknowledge it, when we learn to realize that this thing that we hate actually at some point served us. It allowed us to feel a particular way, to get a particular thing. Maybe when we were younger and we didn't know any better, maybe when we were felt more weaker or something along those lines, whenever we were at a younger and possibly more vulnerable version of ourselves. And the key thing here now for us is to realize that that's no longer us. And the lack of trust that we have in our current self, that we have to revert back to the little self. When we can see that, It's then, as the healthy adult that we are, it's learning to lean into the trust of the person that you are today, and to lean towards the potential of who you could be, because the potential of who you could be is just as scary as it's actually, for some people, scarier than the past of who they were, because they hold on to who they were, and that's what stops them from becoming who they could be. And so my offer for you here is to realize, what are the parts of you that aren't you, but you hold on to, that need to die off in order for you to move to the next level in the area that you're struggling with the most? Because it's your struggle. It's yours. What are you holding on to that's no longer serving you? And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you would pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you would like one personally signed by this guy. And it's coming into Christmas. It's a great time if you want a Christmas gift. I think it's a beautiful gift. I just had a client purchase 121 for his clients to hand out. So you can buy in bulk and do that as well. Simply get in touch. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how you can find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.